Welcome to GSA 101, brought to you by Elevate GSA, where we turn GovSpeak into a language you speak. My name is Hannah Stress, and I have Colin Hartzell here with me today, and we are going to be discussing the order status requirement inside the PO portal for GSA Advantage products.
All right, so this applies to all contracts who are eligible to receive orders through GSA Advantage. GSA customers are like any other customer. Once an order is placed, they want to know exactly where their products are at. So the schedule contract holder is actually mandated to keep the customer in the loop on the exact status of the order from the moment that is shipped to the point of delivery and acceptance.
So as of April 2022, contractors with 10 or more product lines not in compliance with the reporting order status requirement will be suspended from GSA Advantage and eBuy.
If you are suspended, you'll then need to submit a corrective action plan within 90 days to GSA for them to review. Then they'll put your catalog back in good standing and make it visible to buyers again through GSA Advantage. But if a corrective action plan is not received within 90 days, your contract will be fully removed both from GSA Advantage as well as eBuy.
So you must regularly log in to EDI or the PO portal and add or update status on all line items and all orders placed against your contract.
So GSA is going to be sending emails to those listed as points of contact for active GSA Advantage contracts. This correspondence will include a review of your contract's compliance with this new requirement. You may also receive a communication from your FAS contracting officer or their office to discuss your compliance.
We will be including in the show notes links to two different trainings GSA has provided regarding this requirement and how to gain access to the GSA Advantage PO portal.
And as always, if you have any questions or requests for a topic for us to cover in a future episode, please feel free to reach out to us at podcast@elevategsa.com.
Thanks for listening.